Blog Talk Radio.
If I knew then what I know now, no, I wouldn't change much of anything anyhow. It was 50-50, and I won the coin toss when you danced with me at the Huntington's Waltz. When you danced with me at the Huntington's Waltz. When you danced with me at the Huntington's Waltz.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD Live. Help for HD Live is brought to you by Help for HD International and is made possible by our sponsors, Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Griffin Foundation. Today, we will be interviewing the founder of an amazing new organization called Chronically Smiling. I got to meet the founder, Ilana Jacklin, while we were doing an interview together a couple weeks ago. I couldn't believe what I was hearing about her organization. This is really super exciting. Right after I talked to Ilana and what she was doing for people with chronic illness, I ran to her Help for HD International team and told them all about it, and we've actually been able to work with Chronically Smiling, and Chronically Smiling has already sent packages to some of our JHD families, which is amazing. So we are really excited to have Ilana on the show with us today. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, we are. Let's jump right in because I want to talk about what led you to start chronically smiling. So tell us about your journey.
So I'm a rare and chronic disease patient and patient advocate. I have dysautonomia and a rare disease called primary immune deficiency disease. And I've been working as the managing editor for Global Genes for the last few years. And through my job, I've been allowed to meet some like really incredible people, patients, caregivers, and like the interview that we did, different founders of different organizations, and really get to know them and hear their stories. And basically, I just wanted to do something where I'd be able to kind of help and connect. And I started an organization. It's actually called Chronic Connect, and Chronically Smiling is our pilot program where we are sending out 100 care packages to patients and caregivers.
It's so awesome. So I actually was reading. So tell us about what made you like even like, so you had a personal, I read on your email, it almost seems like one night it's almost you just decided you're a blogger too. You blog.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. I have a blog that I'm keeping for the last 5 years, kind of documenting my whole diagnostic odyssey and treatment and, you know, just kind of like coming to terms with chronic disease. And So what had happened was I had had kind of an episode where I'd had like 5 operations in 6 months, and I just hadn't had a lot of social interaction, not a lot of support. I ended up writing a blog post about it, and it just kind of like came out through everyone who read it that this was such a common experience that, you know, when you have a chronic disease, you know, people love you and they care, but like they just kind of don't continue that high level of support that you actually need. So we wanted to be able to do something that would give back and kind of like just have a show of support, not just for the patients, but also for the caregivers who are really going through a lot as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. So about the organization, what is the mission of it? And then who does it serve? Do you guys serve like one specific disease, Feeny, or are you kind of, what kind of diseases do you guys serve?
We go through the whole spectrum, all chronic disease, all chronic illnesses, and caregivers of all kinds of patients. So Chronically Smiling is our pilot program, and we wanted to launch our organization with something that would be fun and interactive for the community as a whole, and that would also entice corporations to work with us and to be able to contribute in a very real, obvious way. The program, we're sending out 100 care packages. We've had a lot of companies donate products. We've had a GoFundMe for our shipping costs. And we've already been able to send out 76 care packages in the last month and 5 days. And this has also kind of been like a fact-finding mission for me because the way that a caregiver or a patient receives a package is that they go to someone goes to our website and they fill out a form to nominate that person. And they give details about what their life is like and what kind of likes and dislikes, allergies, what kind of disease they have or a patient they're taking care of. And we get that information, and that's also helping us to go forward and build some more programs to help chronically ill patients and caregivers. Things to help them find jobs, things to help them find financial support, and just help with planning a life with chronic illness.
Yeah, so you guys really, so it's anyone, and what I love about your organization is that you really do focus on caregivers too. You know, there is so much support out there for patients. I mean, not obviously we always want more support and resources, but caregiving is not talked about very often. So I think it's really great that you have these caregiver packages as well.
Yeah, you know, my mom has been my caregiver my whole life, and she also has a chronic illness, and I've kind of just seen her journey as something that was extremely difficult. You know, there are long nights in the hospital. There's panic when you're sitting and waiting for your child or your loved one to go through a surgery. You know, you're spending all of your energy taking care of somebody else, and there needs to be a moment where someone kind of like gives you permission almost to say, okay, it's okay to let me take care of myself. So our care packages for the caregivers, we like to fill them with things that are kind of like to help pamper them. So we'll give them some spa products, things to help them sleep in the hospital, some good healthy snacks because they're constantly going to vending machines in the hospital to get food. And we just want to give them great products to just kind of say thank you and take care of you.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And so like for the care packages, it looks like you have different types of care packages, don't you?
Yes, we have. You know, we make them almost specifically for each patient. We've been so fortunate. We've had donations from everything from Stallmate bathroom wipes to Good Body wipes. Brooklyn Botany donated essential oils. Night Food has donated chocolate bars. Jimmy Joy has donated soy protein drinks and shakers. We've had car games like exploding kittens, just fun things for teenagers. So we try to do each kit kind of by that person's likes, but also according to their disease. So we have care packages that we've sent out specifically for chemo, and they have like anti-emetic products in there, like, you know, anti-nausea bands and anti-nausea lollipops and, you know, healthy meals, even that's easy to cook so that when they get home from chemo, there's something to eat. And then we also have things for people going through different GI diseases. We have something I put together, which is a little public bathroom kit, which has like toilet seat covers and wipes and, you know, antibacterial wipes, just because, you know, that's something that they need and it's something that they absolutely appreciate.
Absolutely. And, you know, and so there are some, I noticed, some rules about so what are the guidelines for the care packages?
So they're pretty wide open. The rules are pretty simple. You can't nominate yourself. That's our big one. We've had people trying to do that, yeah. But that kind of defeats the purpose of it. We're trying to, you know, kind of bring a surprise and a smile and let somebody else show you. Because we always let whoever receives the package know who nominated them so that they know that this came from someone who cares. And, you know, it comes from us. We care too. But, you know, we want to be able to help other people in their lives. So that's one of the rules. The other rules are right now we really only have products that appeal to patients between the ages of 12 and like 65. And we're hoping to be able to expand that age group soon. But right now we're just limited to donations for these kind of audiences.
Right. And then do you typically send it to the homes? It doesn't go to the hospitals.
We will ship anywhere in the United States. We've shipped to hospitals, we've shipped to hospice, we've shipped to nursing homes, and we've shipped to campsites. We'll pretty much ship wherever there's a legal address.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is great. And so if someone wanted to go and nominate someone for a package, can you walk, kind of tell them how they would do that and kind of walk them through that the nomination kind of process, what they want to fill out.
So it's super simple. You would go to chronicallysmiling.com, and we have two pages on the site. There's one that says request caregiver package, and there's one that says request patient package. And it just has the rules restated. And then you can kind of fill out a profile for the person that you're nominating. It asks questions like, well, where is this patient right now? Are they in the hospital? Are they at hospice? Are they at home? Who are you? What is your name? Do you want to be anonymous or not? And then we ask things like, does the person we're sending this package to, do they have any allergies? And what are their likes and dislikes so that we can kind of make that package special and personal to them?
That is so awesome that you guys personalize it. And now is it, so you, so this is a what I think is so cool is this is a startup. So you guys are awaiting your status and, which we went through at Help for HD. It seems like it takes forever. But what I think is so cool is the outpour of support from industry that is seeing the need for this, you know, that are listening when you guys are pitching your mission about how important this is, that industry is actually believing in this as well and giving you their products and donating their products for people.
That has been just one of the nicest things. It's funny, and when I started this and I started pitching these companies and asking them, you know, to donate products, I was kind of like, you know, our goal is to make 100 care packages, which we've actually expanded because of the donations. But our goal originally was 100 care packages, and we would say, you know, we're willing to accept any amount of donations from 0 to 100. And these companies donated, some of them, 150, 200 pieces of their products, everything from candy bars to, you know, health bars to, like, we had these great pasta meals by Modern Pantry, and we've been very blessed to have great support, and we've used the hashtag companies that care whenever we post pictures of the process on social media and highlight those companies to say thank you.
Very cool. Yeah, and you know, and it just goes to show though your mission is pure, and it's nothing but, it just has nothing but, like, you know, wanting to help and support. I think it's so great when you have a mission like that, and a cause like that. Companies do see that and they get behind it, and this company is just that. It's an amazing concept and thought, and it's going to help a lot of people. Let's talk about the future.
This is, like I said, this has kind of been like a fact-finding mission for me. I really wanted to explore a little bit more about, you know, what is the problem that is the biggest problem in the chronic illness community? Is it, you know, access to medication, access to funds? Is it living? Like, is it, you know, how do you talk to your doctors? There are a wealth of problems, and there are so many organizations out there that address different ones. And the thing that I think that we can help most with, the two programs that we're going to be launching in 2018 this year, or next year, or later this year, mm-hmm. we're going to be launching programs for careers and for financial planning. So we're going to actually start to work with different corporations and list actual job opportunities for patients to be able to work from home. Because one of the big things we found is that is a huge problem, that patients are having to quit their jobs. They aren't able to keep up with the hours. And so we want to be able to provide them everything that it takes to be able to get back on their feet, even when they're still at home recovering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is so, I you know, and that is a need that is very unmet. No one talks about this and how people that are chronically ill are going through treatments or surgeries, they're going to lose their jobs. If they, you know, because eventually these companies, there's rules protecting our loved ones, and but that eventually they will lose their jobs if they're not able to work from home. So that is amazing that you guys, and so would you guys do that like a website platform where people can go and look at different jobs that they can work from home? Is that kind of?
That's exactly what we're kind of looking at doing right now. We're going to be trying to partner with these companies, and one of the things that I wanted to mention was that, you know, we kind of definitely have the realization that there are, I mean, millions of chronic illness patients out there who need jobs, who need funding, who need financial aid, help with their medications. There's so many needs that we alone cannot provide. And so we've really decided that we are going to be a non-competitive nonprofit, and we will be listing resources from absolutely any organization that offers them.
That's huge, yeah. I think that's so important that you don't, you know, that you're just there for the people. You know, you're there to help the people that need help. And that's fantastic. And, I've never thought about that unmet need, you know, that need of wanting to work from home. And, you know, it always makes me wonder, is so many people can't keep their current jobs from working at home. But us living in a virtual world, you would think that there would be a lot of opportunity out there for people to be able to do things from home. I also think people like just want to volunteer. I know that my husband, when he was sick and he couldn't work any longer, you know, he had his disability and he had his retirement and things like that, but he just wanted to do something, you know, just because you want to do something to feel like you're contributing, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's fantastic. Well, what a cool company you have started. And then all I know that you and I have talked online, that it's amazing what a personal experience and journey can lead you to do, to contribute to the world and take our pain and our suffering and turn it into helping others, for sure. So, and you work for Global Genes, which everyone loves Global Genes. That's a great company. So that's fantastic. And I'm sure you've learned a lot working with them as well.
I have. It's been a great position and a great resource for me and for so many others.
Yeah, definitely. So do you have any, we can get ready to wrap up the show, but do you have any final thoughts before we go?
Just wanted to say that, you know, we had done the interview together for Global Genes, which is actually up online now on the Rare Daily at Global Genes. And it was really nice to be able to learn about Huntington's and juvenile Huntington's. You know, my mother works for the Balancing Act and has a show called Behind the Mystery, Rare and Genetic, and they did an episode. So I did learn about it, but just the conversation that we had brought me so much insight into what these patients are experiencing and what the caregivers are experiencing. And, you know, that's definitely something that pushes this forward, and we really want to be able to help this community. And I was really thrilled to be able to send out, I think it was around like 16 care packages to different caregivers in the Huntington's community. So thank you so much for the nomination. And if anybody wants to nominate a loved one, a friend, a coworker, they can go to our site, chronicallysmiling.com, and go right ahead and nominate them.
Yeah, and from us at Help for HD, thank you so much for doing that. You know, we came together. It was so funny. We were talking about who should we nominate. You know, let's nominate some moms, because these mothers that have children living with JHD is I just don't even know how they're the strongest women walking the face of this earth. I swear, but you know, but it's not only JHD. You know, I mean, we're caring for our Huntington's patients too. So definitely Chronically Smiling and the HD community, and just the company in general, we definitely want to partner and do anything we can to work together on this. These definitely our missions align to support people that need us. So thank you so much for doing that for our HD community, and thank you for coming on the show today and talking about this great organization. If you guys want to learn more about it, you go to chronicallysmiling.com, and that's chronicallysmiling.com. The website is actually up on our show page. That will give you a direct link to be able to go. You can read more about Alana and why she started this organization and kind of watch this organization grow. We definitely will have her on maybe next year to talk about all that they are doing. So thank you so much, Alana, for joining us. You guys can tune in next week. We are going to have Mary Robert on talking about caregiver support within our HD community. We are still in the month of May, which is HD Awareness Month, and we are still pushing our I Fight For campaign for our loved ones. So that will be the show that will wrap up the month. So tune in then, and until then, everyone have a safe night.